from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop, and now we go to Cleared to Play. We take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay, proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment, and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Hi, Doc.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine, except for we're stuck in wide receiver hell. And Ricky Pearsall is out again this week when it sort of felt like he wouldn't be. So with that shoulder injury that he's dealing with, what do you know?
So, you know, this sounds like, even though they haven't necessarily reported this, it sounds like an AC joint injury. And one of the key things when you have kind of this mild to moderate AC joint injury is that regardless of what an MRI or an X-ray shows, it's really based off how a player actually feels. So if he's feeling discomfort and you're worried about contact aggravating that injury, then you just keep holding people out. So it is a little bit frustrating, I know, for fans to have him out and not get a lot of preseason, but these injuries are really based on how does it feel, and you're worried about, is he going to get another hit in the preseason that puts him out 4 to 5 weeks? So maybe a little bit of rest early on in the season will help prevent that secondary injury that would keep him out longer.
And what is the AC joint injury like? Is it, you know, something where it'll limit his ability to stretch high for the football? Is it more structural on the bone? What is the risk for re-injury for an AC joint on a shoulder?
It's relatively low if you don't come back, you know, with pain. So if you're pretty much pain-free, you've got all your mobility, usually that risk is low. What ends up happening is that when players try to come back with these when they're still having pain, then that risk is higher. The biggest thing you worry about is direct contact, or when you basically get that shoulder driven into the ground, which obviously at a wide receiver position, particularly the way he plays, he's very aggressive, you worry about that. So if that truly is the injury, which is what it sounds like based on what they're reporting, then you worry about contact, you worry about going across the middle, and you worry about getting tackled and going in the ground, which at the slot position is something you're doing a lot of and is a cause for concern.
Doc, I joked that Christian McCaffrey has a bug bite, not a calf injury, because he's running around all over the place on the sideline, and I get it. The Niners don't want to play him because he's way too important, but I'm probably making too much light of it. You tell us, what he's doing on the side tells you what about Christian's calf injury?
That typically means that he's pain-free, he's got full mobility, he has a strength back. So running is a huge step when you're coming back from calf injuries. Like, if you're just doing kind of lighter stuff, doing rehab, but when you start running, you're really loading that calf area. So the fact that he's doing that, very good. The next thing I'd want to see is he doing sprints? Is he doing agility work? But that running is probably the biggest step forward in the rehab. So I think more than anything else, it's early on in the season, he's going to have a lot of usage. Why take that risk and have him do a lot of stuff? The fact that he's running, it makes me feel that he's going to be ready for week one. Less worried about this lingering into the season based on the progression that we've seen.
Ambry Thomas with a broken arm seems pretty garden variety. And if he was maybe a defensive lineman, you could throw a cast on him and he could play. But it seems as though he'll be out for a longer period of time. What's the nature of his broken arm?
It's typically at that position where you do need to use the arm. You know, at the line, you can play quicker because you can put that cast down, as you mentioned. Typically, surgery for this kind of arm fracture, if that's the route they're going down, is typically with plates and screws, and you're basically putting those in there so that the bone will heal quicker, also lines up the bone, and also make sure that when you get back to play, it's less likely to break again. The issue with that is sometimes it can take 8 to 12 weeks to get back to play, and obviously that varies based on what the actual break is, but it takes a while to get that strength back for the bone to heal. And one of the things you don't want to do is go back too early when you have something theoretically in your arm, because then you can break on either side of what you put in. So once again, a little bit of a tricky situation in that position. You want to make sure they're fully healed up before they're back on the field.
Doc Pandya with us. And of course, we call this cleared to play. And guess who's been cleared to play? Talanoa Hufanga. You tell us, Doc, what are his chances of playing week one?
You know, I think a lot of that depends on how his knee responds. He's at that 9-month mark. So, you know, typically for most people who have an ACL surgery at 9 months, everything that they've done from putting that ACL in is healed. Now the real variability comes on how does that knee feel when he cuts, when he pivots, when he does all those things. If he looks comfortable, he doesn't have swelling, and he's able to do all those football activities functionally, then there's absolutely a chance based on where he is that he could play. Now, if he feels a little bit weaker, a little swelling pops up, then it may potentially mean a week or two later. But absolutely, from a structural standpoint, based on what they're reporting, there's absolutely a chance he can play week one. And we haven't heard any setbacks based on what's reported.
That's pretty exciting when you think about what might be in the secondary. Just one Giants one. Patrick Bailey scratched yesterday. He scratched again tonight with a little bit of an oblique side injury. What do you think about his ability to come back and play sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think it was just reported. I think Alex Pavlovic reported that he's getting an MRI just a couple minutes ago. So obviously that's a little bit more of a cause for concern. Typically, if it was just a minor oblique, you just kind of watch it. Maybe they're just being extra cautious given the position that he plays of getting that MRI. But if there is a true oblique injury that's like a grade one, grade two, then you do worry about a couple weeks out. If everything's fine, it's just a little bit of inflammation and they're being extra cautious, then he could potentially be back in a couple of days. But with those oblique injuries in baseball players, you do worry about them lingering, particularly with all the rotation at his position. You definitely want that to be healed up and make sure that pain doesn't indicate that there's more tearing going on.
Doc, great stuff. Thank you as always.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Okay, there goes Doc Pandya. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.